Perek Beis, by Be'er Midas Hazihiros, explaining the Midah of being cautious. Hine Inyan Hazihiros, who Sheyye Ha'odam Nizhar B'Ma'asav Uv'Inyanov, the idea of Zihiros is that a person be very cautious with his actions and in his doings. Klomar, as if to say, Mizbonen U'Mefakeach Al-Ma'asav Udrachav. He has to think about and introspect on all of his actions and of his doings. Hatovim heim imlo, whether they are good or they are not. Levilti azov nashul da sakonas ha'avodon, in order not to leave his nefesh, his soul, in the danger of being lost, chas v'chalila. Velo yelech b'mahalach hergelo ki iver ba'afila, and he shouldn't be going in his habit as a blind person in the darkness. V'hinei zed dover she'aseichel yechayvehu vada, and this is something that the mind obligates a person to do. Since a person does have the intellect and the ability to save himself from losing the abilities of his neshama, how could it be that a person would want to turn a blind eye from saving himself? There's no lower silliness than this, for sure. Ve'otzekein, hine hu pochos mehabehemos meachayos. And somebody who does this is lower than animals and any wild animals. Asher betivam lishmor es atzmum, because their nature, their instincts, are to guard themselves. Ve'alkein yivruchu v'yanutsu mikol ma she'yiro lehem hayosu mazik lehem. And therefore they run and they flee from anything that would be of damage to them. Ve'aholich be'olomo b'lihis bodernos, Im tova darko im ra ora. So if somebody goes through this world without thinking of whether his path in this world is good or bad, hine hu kasuma haholich asmas hanar, it's like a blind person walking by the edge of the river. Asher sakanoso vade atuma, his danger is very immense. There are also krova meyatzaloso, and there's more chance of bad things happening to him rather than him being saved. Ki ulam chesron hashmira bnei ha'ivoron hativi. It could be that the lack of guarding himself is because of a natural blindness, or it could even be from a willingness to be blind, the haina, which is closing a person's eyes to be able to choose and to desire. It's all the same thing. And behold, Yirmiyah complained about the badness of his generation, that they were plagued with having this midah, that they would close their eyes from their actions and they wouldn't pay attention to see what they're doing. Whether they should be doing what they're doing or they should stop what they're doing. But Amar Aleim, Yirmiyah says about the generation, Ein ish nicham al ra'aso, a person doesn't turn their mind about the bad that they're doing, lemar me'asisi, to say, or to even ask, what did I do? Kulo shav ber mitzvusasam kesus shotef b'malchama. They're just running full force ahead like a horse running into war. V'haynu shahayu rodfim v'holchim ber merutos hargelam. The meaning is that they would run after and follow after their normal habitual drive. V'darcheyem me'bli shi'anichu zman la'atzmam, without leaving any time for themselves, ladatek al hamaisim ha'adrochim, to think about what they're doing and the path that they're heading in. V'nim tashem noflim bara'a b'li ra'os osa, and they're falling into bed without even seeing it. V'ulam, hine zos be'emes achas mitachbulas ha'yizahara v'armoso, and it happens to be that this is one of the tricks and the plans of the Yitzahara and his tricks against a person. L'hach b'davudoso b'smidos, to make it very difficult for a person consistently, alibos bnei ha'adam, ad shlo yeshor lehem revach lehizbonen ulehiztakel be'ez aderachim holchem, to make so much happening in a person's life, to make a person so busy that they have no time whatsoever to even think about the way that they're going and the path that they're going in. Yodehu she'ilulu hayu samim libam kemat kot al derkeim. Because the Yetzirah knows that if a person would just even be able to have time to think about it and put his mind to it, then he would definitely not appreciate the way that they're going in. Then for sure they would regret their actions And this remorse would get strengthened within them until the point where they would forsake the sin entirely. This is similar to the advice of Paru Harosha, Sheomer, that he says in Shmos, Tichbar ha'avod alo anoshem ve'yaseihu ve'yasu ve'yishu b'divrei shoker. He said that the work should be increased on the people, and they should do it, and they shouldn't rely on falsehoods. Shehayu miskavin shelo levad, shelo laniach lehem revach klal. He intended not to give them any space whatsoever, levilti yitnu lev o yosimo eitza negdo, in order not to even be able to think about it or to plan against him. He wanted to get them absorbed and involved and distracted with so many different thoughts from any of their good intentions. By continuing their increased labor so that they have no time to think. This is exactly the Yetzer Hara's plan against people. He's a man of war and he knows tricks. It's impossible to save yourself from the Yetzer Hara unless you have great wisdom and you look into it a lot. This is what the Navi Haggai says. Simu levavchem al derchechem. You have to place your hearts to your path, to where you're going. Ulish Ushlomo Amar v'chachmaso. Al titein sheina le'enecha usnuma lafapecha. Don't put sleep in your eyes or slumber to your eyelids. He notzel kesvi miyad uchetzipor miyad yokosh. You have to save yourself like a deer from people's hands and like a bird from the trap. V'chachmenu zirchonu lebracha amru chazal say in Mo'ikotin and in Sota. Kol hasom orchosov ba'olam hazeh. Anybody who evaluates their ways in this world, he will be able to see the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's obvious that even if a person does look into his own matters, you still don't have enough ability on your own to save yourself without HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping you. The Yetzer Hara is extremely powerful. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Sofa Rosha Latzadik Umavakesh Lahamiso. The Rosha, referring to the Yetzer Hara, is searching after the Tzadik and Umavakesh Lahamiso, and he wants his death. Hashem lo yazvenu biyodo, but Hashem won't allow that to happen. Ach im ha'odim efakeach al atmo, but if a person introspects into himself, Oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, then Hashem will help him, Venitzo mina Yetzer Hara, then he will be saved from the Yetzer Hara. But if a person doesn't look into himself, then for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do that for him. If a person isn't concerned and cares about himself, who will care for him? And this is like what Chazal say in the Gemara and Brachos, somebody who doesn't have his own intellect, you're not allowed to have Rachmanis on him. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Novo says, if I am not for myself, then who will be for me?